Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hello, everybody. It's Clarissa Burt. We are back in the limelight yet again today with another extraordinary entrepreneur. But in the meantime, I do want to remind you that you can go over to YouTube and watch these videos. And we are on podcasts all over the place. So that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it's Pandora, and it's Stitcher, Spotify, and also with our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. And don't forget about the digital magazines. You can go to limelightmedia.com. You can find the magazine and all the media that I just spoke about before. So no excuses for not finding us. All right. With that having been said, let's get our next guest on. I had met her in on a cruise, believe it or not, and we became fast friends when we were cabin mates. And I was sick the entire time, but she was so lovely. We became very, very good friends. And I'm so thrilled to have her back on. So here is now the founder of the Evolutionary Business Council. You say evolutionary or evolutionary?
I'm Canadian, so we say it both ways.
It all works. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. So Teresa Degrois is the international bestseller of the Mass Influence book. We're going to be talking about that, The Habits of Highly Influential, which has been a bestseller in 7 countries. And she's also, as I said before, the founder and the chair the Evolutionary Business Council. She's going to tell us all about that. So welcome to the show. So good to see you again. It's been a little while.
I know. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. And you're also in the magazine. So we're so glad that you are partners with us there. So tell us about a little bit more about the Evolutionary Business Council, exactly what it does and how it helps the members.
Well, the Evolutionary Business Council was kind of like a novel idea. You know, what if we created a mastermind group that was all about growing influence for people who want to change the world? Ooh, isn't that fun? So really, our vision is to create a conscious, sustainable world. And our mission is to help impact-based businesses grow their influence around whatever their individual vision is.
Right. Right. How did it come to you? I mean, what was that moment, that light bulb moment you went, you know what, I think like an Evolutionary Business Council is really good for a lot of people that are speakers and writers and authors and all kinds of different things.
Well, I'd love to say I brilliantly conceived it in its current form 50 years ago. And the reality is the organization itself has been evolving, you know. It originally started via intervention, you know. I had just hosted a really big retreat in Calgary, brought in a lot of the people I masterminded with, some of my favorite speakers in the world. And I sprang for some condos up in the mountains after the retreat because I thought I'll treat everyone to a weekend in the mountains. We'll just do some masterminding together. And we're all sitting around having a cup of tea or a glass of wine that night. And out of my mouth popped, someday when I'm influential enough, I'd love to start a big mastermind group to help people who really want to change the world.
Right.
And they all started laughing. And I'm like, why are you guys laughing at my dream? And they said, because 3 hours ago, you were on stage telling people that when they say someday, inviting them to have someday be today.
Right. Exactly.
And so actually, Jennifer Huff is one of the speakers there. She turned to me in that moment and she said, so when are you going to do that, Teresa? And that was the moment the EBC was born.
Right. You know? And it probably in some sort of sense, you're already starting to do it anyway. You just didn't realize you were already doing it, right? It didn't have an official name and a logo yet, but you were kind of in that place and space. So you have all kinds of different masterminds and meetups and group meetings. And so tell us about if someone becomes a member, what can they expect and how is it going to help their business?
Yeah, well, wherever you're at, the EBC takes you higher. You know, we're all about the convergence of influence, impact, and prosperity. Because, you know, without profit and prosperity, your impact is lessened. Without influence, your impact is lessened, right? So we help people understand the world of those three things. And most people are awesome in some of them and not so great in others. So we look at where do you need more growth? And that's what we work you on to take you deeper.
Right. What I find really cool about it, too, was that EBC is in so many different cities all over the United States and possibly Canada. You'll enlighten me. But no matter where I was traveling, there was an EBC there that I could pop in on or say hello to, go network not only in my local EBC, which for me was San Diego, but, you know, kind of have fun wherever I was going. I could meet new people that way.
Yeah, the EBC members really do become fast friends with each other because they all share a common vision of, like, let's create a world that works for everyone, as Buckminster Fuller used to say, right? Yeah. And so we often have, if any of our members are traveling, they hook up with the members in other cities and they hang out together. They go for walks on the beach, you know, all kinds
of things. Another really cool thing that I found, Teresa, which was such a help. It's such a help. And that is the cross promotion and this cross, the social media piece that you guys do. Can you expand upon that a little bit?
You know, when one of our members is up to something, usually the other members won't shut up about it. It's very cool, actually. You know, we often have members launching books, and the book will hit number one international bestseller status before the minute the pre-sale page goes up, you know. So
it's like the tribe, you have people, you got to meet, everybody's got your back, and that really feels great. And, you know, I love getting on the when I had a little more time, you know, I still do when I can, but, you know, every once in a while, I have to take a break and work on my business. But, you know, getting on those calls was so enlightening as well, because you're on there with about maybe 10 other people and there's just this concentrated effort with whatever you might be experiencing in the moment. You can open that up to the group as a mastermind and even maybe a hot seat and get some really great input, some things you would never have thought of on your own. So EBC is really just so, I forgot to turn that little dingy thing off. Sorry about that. EBC is just so powerful in that way as well. Gosh, I really hope that we can all start to get together in one place again.
Yeah, we moved all our events online.
I know. So what's the one thing that people who achieve enormous influence and success know, Teresa, that others don't?
You know, really, it's all about influence, and influence acts a lot like a currency, you know. And when you're building relationship with highly influential people, the equivalent of the apple pie or the lasagna that you bring to the new neighbor is actually giving them more influence, right? And a lot of people miss this point. And it's really about helping them get their message and their word about. That's the way you kickstart a relationship with a highly influential person.
Yeah. So does that necessarily, so what are some of the steps? In other words, is it giving before asking, giving before receiving, or giving and just letting it go and let the universe take care of that?
Yeah, I love it that you say giving before asking, because one of the biggest mistakes I see people make in the world of influence is what I would affectionately call the premature ask, you know? And you see this at networking groups a lot. You know, the most influential person at most networking events is usually the guest speaker on stage.
Right.
And you'll see them walk off stage, and there's a lineup of people wanting to give them a book or a CD or some kind of product sample.
Right.
And ultimately, the energy of that is that's all about you.
Sure.
You know, you're wanting their endorsement, so they're giving you something about you. Whereas, you know, you would never do that if you were meeting a new neighbor. You'd never go to the new neighbor and say, oh, you're going to so love my kids. You're going to love babysitting them. Like, we'd never do something like that, right?
Right.
So really, the way to approach someone highly influential is to say, hey, I love what you were just talking about. Can I shout you out on my social media? Or you just mentioned you're going to be in Chicago. Can I connect you with someone who has a great stage in Chicago? I'd love to see you speak there. You give them influence. That's the equivalent of that nice offering that we tend to do when we want to build relationship with people.
Yeah, and I think being able to be a master connector is a really great way of being influential. Yeah. And just, again, you know, knowing that there's plenty for everybody and it's always going to come back to you. You've done somebody a phenomenal favor. Be happy for them. Be happy for you and move on. It doesn't always mean an exchange, does it? Sometimes it just means giving and letting it go. Tell us a little bit more about your book. I want to bring that up here. It's going to be an overlay, so it's going to go over our faces.
Nice. But I can go this way. There we go.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about your book. It's Mass Influence, The Habits of Highly Influential People. Came out in 2015. It was really hugely successful. Tell me why, apart from the fact that you wrote it. Why do people want to know more about being influential on a mass scale?
Well, you know, I really wrote Mass Influence because I see good people, everyday heroes everywhere, stop themselves from becoming influential because they've got a lot of inner dialogue and a lot of negative self-talk in the way, right? In fact, when we think about pursuing our own dreams scare us more than anything else in life because they're our dreams. Ah, that's huge, right? And so I really wanted the people who really want to create change at a grassroots level to understand that becoming influential is not only easy, but it's important because influence is the engine that drives change in this world.
Right. And, you know, I think there are so many ways that we're all influencing and may not even realize it. You know, sometimes you influence somebody just by smiling at them in the elevator. You might influence something and then you'll never know because they were in a rotten mood and you smiled and it kind of made their day a nicer day. I mean, it's going really teeny-weeny in that, but influence can mean so many different things to so many different people. But I think the most important thing is being always to do the right thing. And I think being reliable also, just being really reliable, being trustworthy, you know, and being real simple, but living in integrity at the same time, I think is huge for people that are influential because you can also be kind of influential in not such a great way. So kind of like being famous or infamous, you know. So I know you're talking about the good way, but influence usually just means being, you know, just even, you know, just doing the right thing and helping people out.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself, right? Like, because fame is a lot of people know you. Mass influence is a lot of people know, like, and trust you, right? So if people take action based on your suggestions, then you have a lot of influence. And we all have some level of influence. You know, you couldn't have said it better. Everyone has people in their lives who trust them enough that they will take their suggestions, right? And really mass influence is just about how do you grow that and expand that to a level where you can actually really become a force for change in the world.
Right. So I'm going to put the ticker up there so that everybody can follow along and see your website. There it is. It was there. Show it there. Oh, we're having trouble. We're having some
difficulty. There we go.
Yeah, it looks like we're having some difficulty a little bit with the software. ebcounseleverybody.com. You can go and find out more about it there. You can get in touch with Teresa and her team just to learn a little bit more about what the council is, what it does. And it's massive, by the way. It's not just one thing. It's a whole tribe of people all over the world help there to help you, as we said before, have your back and help you promote your business and work on your business at the same time. You talk about the habits that people who are constantly good at generating, that they exhibit. So give me a couple of these habits that you, when you look at somebody, you go, that right there is that's an influence. That's a mass influencer right there.
Yeah. Well, I would say one of the most important you alluded to earlier, and that's authenticity, right? And authenticity, you know, there's a lot of different definitions of that out there. Here's mine. Authenticity is just your inside voice saying the same thing as your outside voice, right? And a lot of people destroy their own authenticity just by letting their inner fears run rampant, right? Like anytime we're super nervous and we've got an inner dialogue that's different than what's coming out of our mouths, people can tell, right? Or anytime we're ingenuine, people can tell. It's, you know, you can tell when a salesman isn't selling you something that's in your highest interest,
right?
It's obvious. And so really getting super congruent that your thoughts and your words are all in alignment and you really are acting from the highest interests of other people, that's the ultimate foundation of growing your own influence.
Yeah. I forgot to say that we could get your book, by the way, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, just for everybody that was interested. I'm sure you've got something over on the website that's on the ticker that will be more information there as well. Everybody, it seems today, is an influencer. I mean, all of a sudden, in the last 8 years, we went from there were celebrities, and then all of a sudden, everybody was an influencer. How do you cut through the I'm going to use the word muck, but you know, the ones that think they are and really aren't, and how can we help them become even more influential? Let's be kind.
Yeah, I love that. Well, you know, it's really a matter of learning the habits that highly influential people have,
right,
and starting to build your influence muscle, right? And often, you know, it's like learning a new sport, right? Like if you're used to playing basketball and you step on the hockey rink, it's going to look messy for the first little while.
Sure.
And, you know, it's important not to beat yourself up over that because you're right. There's people who are just sort of like practicing it, figuring out how to be influential. And maybe their fear is getting high. So their authenticity is a bit off or They're not quite sure how to put out content that's really useful. And so it, you know, it just looks a little weird. That's okay. You know, keep moving forward, because the way to learn hockey is to get on the hockey rink. And so what if you fall on your butt a few times on the ice? You know, if you have something that drives you, that you want to actually create a positive impact in the world and create positive change in the world,
right,
that can become the force in your life for you to become influential.
Right. Absolutely. So you've got a free gift to the audience, which is extraordinary. Thanks so much for that. It's called the 30-Day Influence Challenge. Do tell.
Yes. So the 30-Day Influence Challenge is just, we break down the habits for you by giving you little 1-2 minute videos that you do every day, and you become influential by practicing the skills and habits that highly influential people do, right? So this is designed to be easy and downstream, a lot like breathing, right? You know, a lot of people think influence is hard. You know, where am I going to find the time? But you breathe 24/7 and you don't think about where am I going to find the time to breathe. Influence is a lot like that, right?
Yep.
So if you go through these habits and just start moving through your day with this habit in mind, you will find at the end of 30 days, you will have learned a whole new sport and influence will be coming to you as naturally as breathing.
Right. So we're going to be putting a link underneath for that, right? And get everybody on over there. So it's 30 days worth of videos. Am I understanding correctly?
Yep. And if you go to massinfluencethebook.com, you can not only do the 30-day influence challenge, but you can also we send you to all the links where you can get the digital download of my ebook for free. So on Kindle, on iBook, on Smashmouth, all of the different sites. We still give away the digital version of my book for free, because I never want the price of a hardcover book or an Audible to get in someone's way for changing the world.
Listen, everybody can find you pretty much everywhere on social as well. So from Facebook to Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, it's pretty much right all there. And I'm assuming if they go over to the website, which again is on the ticker, they can find all of your social connections. Is there one favorite place you'd rather be contacted?
I'm a big lover of LinkedIn, so come visit me on LinkedIn if you want to follow. But you know what? I'm on all the channels, so wherever, whichever one you're comfortable with.
Fantastic. So LinkedIn, that would be LinkedIn, obviously, .com, and then Teresa Dignois, and her name is right there. And so that's pretty simple. Where are we going to be seeing the Evolutionary Business Council in 5 years? What does growth look like?
You know, we're actually just in the early stages of expanding to capture even more entrepreneurs. Like, where we started was those people that just really know they have a mission in life and want to change the world. And then we realized, you know, maybe that's all entrepreneurs. They just haven't really connected with that side of their dream yet. So we're actually going to be expanding out to really help people get connected to, where is my business super powerful in the realm of building better lives for people? And I think that's going to see some pretty awesome expansion of the EBC.
Now, I knew that you were doing also some construction there that you were telling me pre-show might have come to a little bit.
Yeah, we're building an intentional community down in Costa Rica too. Our members just love to get together. So we're building a community here just south of San Ramon, Costa Rica, called Vista Mundo, which means view of the world. Go figure. It's a little play on words, because we've also got an awesome view of the ocean.
Right.
We're developing it around a retreat center, so that we'll be hosting all kinds of different live retreats so people can work on their business and experience paradise and come hang with other people who really care about changing the world all at the same time.
Well, how far are you out apart from, you know, COVID and, you know, sort of if you can figure up in your mind when it's going to be ready and everybody's going to be there for the first margarita, what sort of like projection date?
Well, the community's ready and the retreet room's ready. We're just waiting for the borders to open so we actually have some members of the EBC living here already. But as soon as the borders open, we're going to be starting to host international levels retreats. So I'm guessing that's going to be in about a year from now. But in the meantime, we're still hosting small, more intimate local events, and a lot of people in Costa Rica are really getting engaged in our community too, which has been really fun.
Yeah, great. The last question that I just love to ask everybody, because entrepreneurs are, you know, I basically have said at this point, I have carved out another day of the week and another hour in the day. So I now work 25/8. And I know you do as well, because I've seen you in action. In all of the years of doing extraordinary things, what would you call or say was your one crowning moment?
You know, it's funny because I'm all about changing the world, but I think the thing that has changed the world most for me is my two daughters. Being a mom and a mompreneur has been just awesome because watching my kids get introduced to the whole notion of consciousness and transformation, they're now both young adults in the early stages of some pretty awesome careers. And it's cool to look at them and see, boy, if I had known what they know now,
yeah,
and I was in my early 20s, right, where would I be now? And I share that experience with so many mompreneurs. You know, the Evolutionary Business Council isn't just about evolving business. It's about evolving humanity. And what greater conscious achievement than as a parent to see your kids evolve past you at such a young age. It's been really cool.
That is a legacy. That's so extraordinarily important. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and being with on my show and with my audience today. Thanks again for the patience. I think we've been trying to do this for the last couple of months or so, but we finally did it. So thanks again so much, Teresa, for your time. And I'm going to send the outro and then I'll come to say goodbye to you. Thanks everybody for being here with us on the show. Remember, you can go and find us pretty much anywhere, but go over to inthelimelightmedia.com to learn more about everything in the limelight. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks everybody.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to inthelimelightmedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.